Welcome to The Listening Project. I'm Kevin Boucher. Today's story is from longtime community member Cynthia Bush. This interview with Cynthia was recorded in late March of 2019 at the Southern Illinois Wellness Expo held at John A. Logan College in Carterville. And she began our visit with a heartwarming comment about returning home after being away from some time. And during this visit, she opens up and tells us some very personal health stories, stories that contain a lesson for us all.
I'm Cynthia Bush, a community member for 35 years. Many people know me as Cynthia Flegel, but more recently I changed that last name to Bush, very happily newly married in the community. I have been a big part of the community, both in education. Many people know the back of my head from playing in their churches and and at Muggsy's when Muggsy's was still here. So it's good to be back after a hiatus of being out of town for a while, and happy to be at the health fair. I feel very, very strongly about early detection, screenings, things that can either give you good news or bad news. We lost my father to Alzheimer's, and I was fortunate to be able to get into an Alzheimer's study and to see whether or not I might have those markers. And when I started the study, the first thing that they said was, "What happens if it's bad news? Are you willing to hear that bad news?" And I said, "That's why I'm here. I want to hear the bad news," but I didn't want to hear the bad news. And fortunately, I got thrown out of the study because I failed. The resources are not only in people and in brick and mortar. We have the wealth of the internet to be able to research things and to be able to build our own arsenal of knowledge as far as what our bodies should and should not be doing. So when we don't feel well, we need to figure out why, because it's our bodies telling us that something's wrong. And if we feel good, then we need to keep doing the things that we're doing to stay feeling good. We're all different. Many years ago, I thought I was just tired and overworked and getting old at 35 or 40, whatever I was at that point.
I thought you were about 35
right
now.
Oh, listen to you. I went on Medicare Thursday. Seriously, I went on Medicare Thursday. But all of a sudden, one weekend, I collapsed and thought it was the flu, self-diagnosis. When the flu didn't go away for 3 days, I called my doctor, who is no longer with us, but he was a rather, salty character. And he said, "Come in." And when he checked my blood, which is one of the screenings that they do here, he called me right back in and said, "I think you're leaking, and come right back in. Don't drive, don't walk, don't do anything." And it was something as simple as anemia and very, very easy to fix.
That's Cynthia Bush, recorded at this spring's Southern Illinois Wellness Expo held in March at John A. Logan College. WSIU's Listening Project chronicles the history of this region we call home by connecting people with place through their stories. You can hear more stories from the Listening Project on our webpage, wsiunews.org. I'm Kevin Boucher.